Welcome to our class on Chassidus. We're going to be learning a beautiful Chassidic discourse from the Rebbe. The name of the Chassidic discourse is called V'zeh Maaseh HaMenorah. The Rebbe said this Chassidic discourse on Shabbos Parshas Ba'alo Yischa. That year, it was the 16th day in the month of Sivan, in the year Tavshin Lamed, which is exactly 55 years ago. So again, the Chassidic discourse is based on the verse in this week's Torah portion where it says V'zeh Maaseh HaMenorah. This is the way the menorah was made. Mikshazov, it was hammered out of gold. Ad yerecha, to the base. Ad pircha, to the flowers. Mikshahi was totally hammered out, etc. So Rebbe says, one second, we have to understand. The fact is, in this week's Torah portion, Parshas Ba'alo Yischa, it speaks about lighting the menorah and how to light the menorah. And the way the menorah was made was already explained in Parshas Shmos. So if that's the case, why does it say over here, V'zeh Maaseh HaMenorah, this is how the menorah was made? That's question number one. Also, over here, he only explains one piece about the menorah, that it was hammered out from the base to the flowers, etc. So what does it mean? This is the making of the menorah. It doesn't look like they're making the whole menorah. So therefore, you have to say that specifically this point in making of the menorah, which means hammered out from the base to the flowers, etc., it's connected to what it says before about lighting the menorah, where with the menorah it says beforehand, you have to light the menorah that all the candles should face, all the seven candles should face the middle. And like Jeff says, he's going to explain shortly. Now, the Torah we know, Torah is everlasting. So what do we see from here? That even in the time we don't have the base of Mikdash, like today, we also have these ideas on the spiritual level. And the question is, what is it and what lesson can we learn from it? Shreves will explain the idea based on what's explained in Lakutei Torah, that the menorah, the physical menorah, is called on a spiritual level the Jewish people, Knesset Yisrael. Why? Because that's corresponding to the sphere. Which sphere? The sphere of Malchus. And the Knesset Yisrael are called because it holds within it, just like Malchus holds it, it holds within it godliness. And what is the godliness? Yisrael is called godliness, which is basically the spheres of Zah. And the same thing also, Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people down here, because we are the source of the souls of the Jewish people, which within there, all the Jewish people are in. And that's why in the Haftorah of Zechariah, when it speaks about the menorah, so it says, Zed Dvar Hashem El Zerubbabel. And as Zerubbabel was the leader at that time. And we know the leader is everything, like Rashi says. And which means he has within it all the souls of the Jewish people. Now, what is the avoided, the spiritual service of lighting the menorah? So the altar explains in the look at the Torah, the beginning of our Torah portion, which means to elevate all the seven types of the Jewish people, to elevate all the seven types of the Jewish people. And like it says, Bahalois Chasaneiros, when you elevate the candles, El Mul Pnei HaMenorah, to the center, the face of the menorah, all the seven candles will shine. In other words, what are the seven candles? It's referring to the seven different levels in serving Hashem. And what's the spiritual work of lighting the menorah? That all different seven ways should be elevated to the face of the menorah, which means to the pnimius of the Ratzon Elyon, which means to the essence of the will of Hashem. So this one serves Hashem this way and this that way, and seven different ways of serving Hashem. But the goal of Aaron is to bring them all and connect them to what? And stay focused on the pnimius, on the internal will of Hashem. So even though everyone has their style, but they're all connected to the source of what is the will of Hashem. Now, the reason that all seven levels and seven types of the Jewish people are elevated equally and to the face of menorah, which we said is the internal will of Hashem. How's that possible? You have this one like this, and this one. Everyone's different. How do you create that unity? It's powerful. And here, they're going to teach something so powerful. Because the reality, on an internal level, the truth is they're really one. They're really one. And that's why the prophecy in reference to the menorah, it says to who? To Zerubbabel. Because Zerubbabel comes actually from two words. Zera Balul, which means that the seed is a combination of the seed of man and the seed of an animal, which basically is generally on a spiritual level talking two different lives, two different types of souls of the Jewish people. And like to explain that Lent in the Chassidic discourse of the Elam Mishpatim Hashtasim Afneim, that these two different types of the Jewish people, and more specifically the seven types, they're all bala, they're all mixed together, because the fact is not only that they're mixed together, they're actually all equal. So in the source, it's all equal. And that's why he explains the verse that says that this is the way the menorah, this is the way the menorah was made, miksha zahav. It's hammered out of one piece of gold. You know, it's from the base to the flower, that's all one piece. Why? Because the essence of the menorah in its essence is really one. Mikshahi, it's really, really one piece. We're really, really all one. So you think you're like this and you're like that. Guess what? It's all a veneer. It's all a facade. The fact is we're all one. So not only that, the Rebbe says, even when you see different parts and different divisions and different perspectives, this is the base and this is the flowers. Like the base is basically the lower part of the menorah, and the flowers are, so to speak, the ones on top, which is obviously the beauty, and because the beauty of the body, because it's above above the feet. The body in Kabbalah is called Tiferes Gufa, and not only that, on a spiritual level, the flowers are referring to the high level righteous people, like to explain in Likutei Torah. When the reason why they're called the flowers, because their prayers and they're studying Torah, it flies on high through their love and their awe for Hashem, which is their wings. But the fact is, it's all mikshahi, it's really all one. It's really all one. And that's why he brings over here that the menorah was made out of gold. Why? Because when a person meditates, and a person meditates and comes to realization and the awareness that really it's all one, then you come to the quality of gold over silver. Why? Because what is silver? Because silver is about love. Kesef is love. In other words, what's the love? That's the internal, the concealed love that every person has in their heart. So silver is, again, it's the love, the concealed love that everyone has in their heart. However, what's zahav? What's gold? That's awe of Hashem. In order to have awe, that's not buried in the heart. That comes through meditation. Which is, as we know, that awe is higher than love, which is called the yira pnimis, the internal yira, or yira boishas. So when a person comes to the realization that we're really, really all one, then you'll come to a higher and deeper relationship with Hashem. And then he continues on to say, and in the verse, and he says a double, mikshahi, in other words, he's coming to teach something, an additional point. Like we learn out in the Talmud Nachot, because what is the second mikshah coming to teach us? So the author explains in Likutei Torah that all the Jewish people need to be with achdus gemurua, 100% unity. And what does that mean? True unity. Not, God forbid, to look at anything negative in your friend. In other words, that we're all one. It's not only because that there's a quality in the feet over the head, like they explained elsewhere, because there are certain things, for example, that the head has a superiority over the head, because the fact that the head wants to go somewhere, the feet ain't going, it's not going anywhere. So the fact is there is something that the feet bring to the table that the head doesn't have. But not only, and what do you say? Well, really, we're unified, but there is even deeper, that you shouldn't look in the negativity of someone else. You should look only in the positive. So the first mixture is telling us we're really all one. And the second mixture is telling us don't look anything negative in anyone else. And he explains over there, just like when they made the menorah, on a literal level. So what does Rashi say? That it was basically, one ball, and you would bang with a hammer in it. And when you banged on it, so what happened? What the way the process was? You have a ball of gold, and you're banging it. So the part that was on top went to the bottom, and the part that was on bottom went to the top. So the Rebbe says, what lesson do you learn from that? You have a ball, and part goes to the bottom, part goes to the top. A person has to realize that there is also on high. There's a menorah. That, what does that mean? That there's something which is high actually went down, and something which is down actually went up. In other words, that the bad sometimes goes down and it goes into the person something bad. But on the other hand, there are certain things that a person does negative, and then it can go up. And so, and you can do something good, and someone else can take it. And but what happens is, so when you see something down, the Rebbe says, don't push that on someone else. Say it's your issue. And not only that, when you have something good, don't be so arrogant, because maybe your good, which so to speak is on high, came from someone else going down. And maybe someone else is that's your part. So because you have a ball, and a ball, everything's equal. So when you bang it, some pieces go down, some pieces go below. So the fact is, the thing that below came from high, and the thing from high came below. So therefore, whatever you see in someone else down, maybe that's your down, actually. And that's why it says miksha achas. It's one ball. In other words, not only, like we learned initially, it's in the source it's one, but even when it comes down in reality in this world, it looks like it's different, it's really still one. And because it's really one, it's all coming from the same source, therefore you shouldn't look negative at anyone else. And like the Alter explains in Egeres HaKodesh, that you have to fulfill what it says. V'ish esroas re'eyu al tachshu b'libchem. A person should not, God forbid, think in your heart negative about someone else. And when we do that, we fulfill in a complete way, elevating the menorah. We're focusing at the face of Menorah, which means we're focusing on the primius, the internal will of Hashem. So here we learn two teachings. Number one is, the first mixture is, the fact is we're really all one to begin with. And even when we don't see it, when we see this one's higher and lower, etc., remember it all came from the same place, and even in the division, we have to realize it's all one. And when we're able to do that, we will come to what it says at the end of the verse, Cain, Asa, Samanayra. And what does Rashi say? Misha, Asa, who made it? What does that mean? So Rashi says, the person who made it. And the Medrash says that through Hashem it happened by itself. So you can say, what does that mean? That first there has to be the Avodah, which is called in Kabbalah, Yisrus L'tata, which means Misha, Asa. We need to work on it. And we need to realize that we're all one. And we need to think positive about other people. And then we come to what the Medrash says, which is, we know the Medrash is the secrets of the Torah, because we know in the Medrash most of the secrets of Torah are hidden there, which is basically referring to the internal part on high that comes down through Hashem as a gift from Hashem. So when we do our part, you know, we do our part, then obviously we're going to get the gift from Hashem up to the point that we're going to come to the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu. And like the Rebbe says, he should come and he should redeem us. And he should take us straight to Eretz Yisrael, and it should happen b'karav mamash. So here you have another beautiful Chassidic discourse from the Rebbe, and about a powerful lesson that we learned from the menorah, that we're really, really all one. And we have to look positive at other people. And we do our part, Hashem will come and take us out of Golus. Let's hope and pray that next class will be in Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael. Have a great and blessed week. Shavua Tov.